reason I played that is because they launched themselves onto the scene in America on this day, back in 64, did I say? 64, I think. See, I'd be no good at remembering those numbers for the checkout. Now, I'm very pleased to interview and introduce, I should say, my guest in the studio, Kath Lynchmore. Morning.
Morning.
Now, you are the chair of the Staines Park Residents Association.
Yes, yes, that's
now,
right.
That was set up for a very specific reason, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us what it was all about?
Initially, it was set up, and we were called Save Staines Park. It was set up by a lady that I now call a friend, Kathy King, who the council had proposed moving the leisure centre and building over two-thirds of Staines Park, and they would have been evicting the bowls club. All of the old trees would have gone within, or a lot of them were scheduled to go within the works due to the scope of the size of the project. Right. And this was done with very minimal consultation of local residents. So Kathy set up a meeting and we formed as a group and all met each other that way. None of us had, that are on the committee, had previously been involved in anything like this before, but it just felt wrong.
Yes.
Didn't feel like they should be doing that.
Absolutely. And you hear about people taking on councils and the government, but there's an awful lot that don't manage to do it, mm-hmm. bearing in mind that big developers usually have the upper hand because they're usually providing a little bit of money in the background to push their areas that they want to get into. So, I mean, was it a tough thing to do? How long did it take, for example?
Kathy set up the first meeting in the June, and it was the June. By the July, we arranged a community picnic where we had more than 600 come to the park.
Wow.
And this was whilst we were still trying to fight to save the park.
Yeah.
So the community came out in numbers. We were very lucky because we engaged quite early with the council when we'd set up, and we had cross-party support. We stayed apolitical as a campaign. We didn't want to be caught into politics at any point. We had one purpose, and that was the park and saving it for future generations to enjoy.
Was there any time when you thought, I'd like to give this up because it's getting too much now? It's just too much in my face.
At times it was like a full-time job. I don't think there was any points where any of us felt like we wanted to give up. There were points, say, when because we did leafleting, we did all sorts of things to raise awareness to the local community, because only a small percentage of the local community had actually been surveyed, if you like. Lots of people didn't know about it, and there was one point where I think I'd leafleted all of the Kingston Road, which is quite a long one in Staines, and some of the roads off of that, and I got to one house and a gentleman said to me, well, it's a done deal really though, isn't it? And I was like, I hope not. But you kind of thought, I hope it isn't.
Yeah.
But it was one of those moments, and Jenny, who heads up our youth and early years teams, puts it perfectly. She just felt that if it had have happened and she'd done nothing, what would she say to her children and things? Because the park, as well as being a beautiful space to enjoy, is a cut through for lots of the local, or three of the local primary schools.
Right.
And it's used a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I'd never heard of it before your little campaign.
Mm.
When I asked a friend of mine, because everyone sort of knows Lammas Park because it's quite it's out there and it's near to the centre. Unless you perhaps live down that way, you probably wouldn't drive down Commercial Road.
Yeah, Staines has two parks, and it's the Lammas and Commercial.
Yeah.
Or Commercial Road Park, so Staines Park. And sort of if you look at the other areas within the borough, they all have more parks than that. So again, it was like, why
did
they
realize.
Think of this?
Yeah, just two parks.
Yeah.
Exactly. That would have been tragic.
Yeah.
So there's been a bit of a landmark ruling, hasn't there? So they've done something in trust, protected
yes, so,
it in trust. What does that mean?
One of our members, and she's one of my neighbours, brought something to our attention called Fields in Trust, and it's a charity that protects green spaces in perpetuity for all to enjoy. And so we weren't able to apply to them. We worked with the council, as they're the legal landowners, and they agreed and moved forward within the campaign. We met with lots of the local councillors. We met with our local MP, and he came to talk to the members one evening as well, to field questions on things. And so we had good communication from them, the council chief exec, and as a group, one of the misconceptions out there was that we were against the leisure centre. We're not against the leisure centre. We always support that the facilities need to be updated, but it just wasn't in that location.
Yeah.
And it was purely the location to protect that space.
So was that what was planned to go on to the Staines Park? Had it have gone forward, it was going to be the leisure centre.
Leisure centre and some 3G pitches. No, I think there were 4G.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, okay. It was over two-thirds of the park.
Wow, and there are some beautiful trees, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So having saved it, I guess that there's now a responsibility on you to make sure, in Staines, in Spelthorne Council's eyes at least, that you're utilising it in a big way.
Yes.
So you set up an association, haven't you?
Yes, we've set up a residents' association, which is open to anybody that lives in Staines to join.
Okay.
And if you don't live in Staines and used to and wanted to join, you can join as an associate member. And for us, we want to try and improve and enhance the space for all to enjoy.
So what does that mean? What are you going to put in to the park?
Our first point, so we've got different teams within the committee. We've got an early years and youth team, a health and wellbeing team, biodiversity, and we're all looking at different aspects of things to improve. So one of the first things we've been able to work on jointly again with the council, and we've just secured £20,000 to put a fitness trail into the park. So
wow.
That's just gone out to tender, and we're working, our health and wellbeing and early years and youth are working closely, and it's for 14 and over to use within the park.
Fantastic, because not everyone can afford these gyms
that
you pay, but that's really, really good. I see on my travels around the world, a lot of South American countries have these fitness areas within the park that you can do the old step thing and all that. So brilliant. So I noticed that you were with the Staines Rotary Club the other day helping plant the crocuses. How did that go?
That went very well. We don't have final figures yet on what the money's raised for the charity, but it was our third planting event within the park. So last year we had corporate sponsorship and planted bluebell wood, and the council matched what the corporate sponsorships provided. We've done some test wildflower patches in the park, and then last weekend we planted the 4,000 crocuses,
and they'll be lovely when they come up, I should think.
Yeah.
What was the actual sort of shape that you did in the park? Because I noticed it was a sort of wave. What was the significance of that?
That was the biodiversity team. They just thought that would look lovely as it flowered, and it's something we can add to.
Yeah.
Each.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the station was because it's a wonderful story, but it also shows us that if we do tackle things and we actually, take the big councils or the big building lobbies on, we can actually make a difference sometimes, because this is a real people power story.
Yes.
So, well done to you guys for sort of taking them on and going for it and achieving it. And so if people want to go down and see the park and see what you've done down there so far, it's off Commercial Road,
It's off Commercial Road, and you can also access it through Knoll Green Avenue and by the doctors at Knoll Green, Burgess Way. So it accesses off the three points.
Fantastic. So any plans to do anything like sort of big party in the park type thing?
We do one each year.
Oh, you do already?
Yes, yeah, we do one each year. Not so much a party. We did it as a picnic in the park.
Picnic,
and
yeah.
We last year had another one. And so, yeah, we're in preparation for the next one.
Which maybe a few live music acts or something like that.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So we're just having a look.
Yeah. Could always have Radio Way there as
excellent.
Well.
Excellent. You were very appreciated at the Crocus
Planting. Oh, I know. I was there myself, wasn't I? Yeah. Just alone, a lonesome person. There's usually a lot more of us there at one time. Anyway, I just want to say a huge well done to you, because it's great that you've managed to save the park as it is.
We're delighted with the result, and we're continuing to work with the council as the residents' associations within the area do, and they've said that once they've identified a new site potentially, they will work with us for feeding it out to the community so that a wider
a new site for the
Leisure centre.
Leisure centre.
Yeah.
I was going to say a new site for the park.
No, park is staying where it is.
It is. How long is it protected for?
It's in perpetuity. It's forever.
Wow.
So it's protected against unsuitable development.
That's fantastic.
So fantastic. Yeah, we're very excited, and all the teams are looking at other ideas of things to put in and things to do next. And we've recently received some sponsorship as well. Not sponsorship as such, some funds from some of the councillors from their local things, so fantastic. They're all going to go into different things.
Well done you, it's been really great.
It's very much a team effort, so it's the whole SPRA committee.
Well, we look forward to seeing those crocuses when they come out next spring. Good luck with the park.
Thank you.
Thank you also for, I know you've come straight from the airport,
because
you've been on holiday, haven't you?
Yes.
And I'm sure you don't mind me saying this, that you actually went to see Elton John while you were away.
Yes,
so you're a big fan.
Yep.
So I'm going to play you something. And what was it that we decided on?
A Yellow Brick Road.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Yep.
There it is. Thank you very much, Kath.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks.